Hey everyone, this
Love
is Desiree.
Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Desiree. I am back for episode 2 of our updating of our 365 days business challenge that we created about 4 years ago. And I'm sorry, trying to get over this cold, so it's been slow, but it is getting better. So today we actually worked on business cards, and actually we talked about this a couple of days ago because business cards seem to be, for me, the thing that I will run out of the quickest and the most of. And it's really a bad, it's really not a real good idea for me. It's actually a bad idea. And so that is what I wanted to focus on today, is actually having the motivation to move forward with doing the business cards without, you know, putting that as a priority today and not leaving it as an afterthought and then, you know, forgetting that I don't have it until the time when someone says, oh, they talk about my business and they want my card, and I'm like, oh, crap. Okay, so the old crap days are gone. I need to have the business cards. We all need to have our business cards. You want to have your digital versions these days, and you also want to have your hard copy version so that you can give them to, like, digital for me, per se. Like, if I'm going on, like, some of the shopping networks or I'm looking for vendors or anything like that, they typically will want your, you know, your business information so they can verify that you are a business. And, of course, they want the business card because, you know, maybe they're not able to help you at this time, but maybe something comes along later for you or them that they might reach out again. So there's for networking, still potential for a customer or a partnership. So that's what we actually did today. So I went ahead and I used Vistaprint. And I use Vistaprint because I've just always used Vistaprint. It doesn't mean that I feel like it's the best program out there or anything like that. I just feel like it's the best program for me because I have used it so much. You can also use some of the other programs that are out now because Canva, I love Canva. I've made a lot of different things with Canva, and I'm going to toy around with, you know, making a business card with Canva, which I know is going to be just awesome also. And so the focus for my business cards today was for our Rich & Rich International multi-store that is on Amazon. And we did the international and the multi because we eventually want to be marketing just about any and everything that fits within, you know, like retail. We don't want to just limit ourselves to only just doing the clothes and the shoes. And that's why, you know, we went ahead and we moved on with doing our purses. We moved on with doing jewelry. We moved on with doing hats because it's wonderful to advertise other brands, and I love it when, you know, because you still get paid when you're advertising based on, you know, your affiliate partnerships for other brands. So we get it, we understand it, and we want to do that, but we also want to be cognizant of having our own brand, and so that means we have to create our own products so that we can have our own brand, and so I'm proud of that. Our partnership is for our shoes. It's through Alive Shoes. And for our purses, we are using 4U Bag. And so we are very excited about both of those because the shoes, we've got some more that we need to be designing. And so that's going to be some of the things that we're working on in this 365 days of business challenge. And then we have our 6 purses and our blind. And then we have several of our jewelry lines. I have not put out any of those yet on any of the websites. I'm working on it right now. The first collection is our Safari collection, and so I like it because of the earth tones, and it's one of the reasons that I chose it. And so that one we are going to be, we'll have that up and running for you guys to be able to look at it and to make purchases if you would like to. We're very proud of that one, and we've got hats as well, so we are going to do that. For the business card creation, I went ahead and I attached some of the old business cards I've used back in the day with Vistaprint, some of their handouts, some of their flyers. So, you know, you get kind of like an opportunity to see some of what you can do with Vistaprint just because that's what I was utilizing at the time. If you go to a lot of my YouTube videos or frequently or most recently anyway, I use Canva a lot, and Canva works. I'm very comfortable with Canva because you can upload your designs and, you know, make the product's yours, you know, what you are thinking about, you need for yourself. And so I did the updated business card now that we are going to have. And so we're getting like 100 of those through Vistaprint. And we're just going to actually put in the calendar for ourselves. It doesn't matter if we need the business card or not. We want business card to become like our grocery list. Okay, because when we do our groceries, we have a list and we have some staples that we're going to be getting each and every, just about each and every time that we go grocery shopping. And so that's how the business card should be. The business card needs to be, okay, I know that it's time for groceries. In my mind, I need to be thinking about my business cards. Okay, so at least every couple of weeks, because I know sometimes you go to the store every day, but you're only getting things to, you know, you're getting things just that you might just want for that particular night or for some particular dinner creation or lunch creation that you are making. And so the business card creation, you know, is high on the list of priorities too. So for me, I'm going to set myself a little calendar to order my business cards weekly. And so I just want to be able to go in there, have the order in there on either Vista, and I am going to try out a design with Canva as well because I like Canva. I really do. I do it a lot for my like my websites and, you know, the videos that we want to create with our products. So I like the way that it turned out. I did a woman with the jewelry because, you know, I really love jewelry and I love the elegance of, you know, I love Avon. I've talked about this before because, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, my grandmother back in the day, we would, you know, be looking for the Avon lady who came like, you know, once a month or however often that they would come, you know, to the house and deliver whatever was ordered and go over anything else that's being ordered. And so I took that little elegance and put it kind of like on my business card. I did a digital business card because that's something that we need to have also. And so for the digital card, Vistaprint had the ability for you to be able to create a digital card with the QR code on it. Wonderful, because when you give out your business cards, instead of people having to, you know, look and try to see how to get to your website or whatever, all they have to do now is, you know, we're getting more inundated. They just scan the QR code and they are going right to your storefront or whatever front that you have, you're directing them to with your QR code. So I thought that that was wonderful. So that's what I did is I went ahead and did that. So that counts for the digital card. And I would use, for me personally, I'm going to use the same design, similar design, for just the ones that I'm going to be handing out. And I want to keep copies of all of those. And then last but not least, I always like to do a folder of any of my business information. So that means like your business letters, your reseller account, your, you know, operating, whatever, your EINs. And, you know, now I would have a digital, have my digital business card and also, you know, the hard copy. So those will be my, those will be the images that you can, I can utilize again and again because some of my, I've been with Vistaprint for so long, some of my designs that I made, some of the ones that actually I put on the show, they're no longer available because it's been, you know, it's been that long and I have evolved so much from that. So, you know, it's just nice to actually be able to just even see them, just to, you know, put them out there and let you guys see kind of like some of the things that, you know, I've been delving into business-wise. And so tonight I was able to do the updated version, and I really like it. And I know that there have been many articles, and you can read these things, and I would encourage you to actually take a look at where some of the articles that will, maybe they'll have like the 10 best places or places to put your business cards. Some things will go all the way up to like 100 places to put your business card. I think the best story that I ever read was kind of like, it was going back some years, and it was Avon, and the lady, I guess her husband was out of work, she was out of work, and so business cards and Avon is what she was doing. So she had a go-by of the many places. And I was really kind of, you think you know every place that you would think to put a business card, But I encourage you to reach out and read some of these articles because hers were phenomenal. And so they went from basically jobless to, like, you know, having about like $1 million in sales just because of how they were distributing the business cards and getting business and customers to them and getting purchases. So if you need any more motivation for keeping a business card, then let that be a motivation. I know you could probably Google it, but yeah, she was a part of Avon, and that's what she was selling, and she did the business cards, and they went from, you know, having, you know, nothing to actually, you know, being very profitable for them, and attributed to the use of a business card. And so they are important. I was at work the other day, and I have a coworker. He's a chef. So we were talking about the food and everything. He's like, you know, we talk about the marketing and the advertising. He's like, you know, I need to really start doing that and taking pictures of my food. And I said, yeah, because, I mean, for me, it's like the clothing and, you know, the shoes and the jewelry. So, yeah, that's what people want to see. They want to see the pictures of what you're doing, what you could possibly be purchasing. And he was not as bad as me because he just hadn't brought his business cards with him. However, I didn't even have one. And so I'm like, Desiree, really? You really need to kind of get this together. You need to have a business card. This is like simple, basic stuff. What's wrong with you? And so now I have one, so I feel a little bit better. So I don't have to punish myself too much anymore because we have the business cards. And the reason I like this 365-day business challenge for people to look at and just to see, because I don't know about anyone else, but it's very, very motivating when you can be with people that are like-minded, who are trying to accomplish some of the same goals, so that you can, you know, it will push you forward and it will help you to not procrastinate. Because I know one thing for me, I've always been like this, even in school, you know, procrastinate to that last minute. It just seems like I just love the thrill of possibly failing something because I just waited till the last minute. Okay, so can't be doing that stuff anymore. I mean, you could, but probably not good for you. But won't be profitable for your business either. So that's why we don't want to do that. We want to have goals. We want to obtain those goals in our business each day. Our business card is now, it's up. We have ordered. And so now we're just waiting for it. And when I was going through there and I saw a flyer that I had been, and you guys will see it, it's Rich and Rich Entrepreneurs. Way back when, Rich and Rich Entrepreneurs was my network that I had when we were running, when the Ning platform was so very, very popular. And they did so many wonderful things with Ning, and, you know, there's still people today that are, you know, doing other things, but, you know, they have a lot of that information that, of course, is their information. That's how they built their network so to be so large, and mine was one of the ones, too, Rich and Rich Entrepreneurs. Kind of miss Ning platform for, you know, the amount of people that it brought into you. But I think a lot of people at that time, they merged from doing so much of the need to Facebook. And so now Facebook is like the thing, and we've got more social media, more AI, and so more of that I'm sure will be coming. And so, hey, if you ever you need some motivation or whatever, hop on these episodes. Like I said, instead of just talking about those 365 days, we're going to run the episode. So episode 3 tomorrow will be all about flyers. All right, guys. Talk to you soon.